Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. When children love learning, they can tackle any challenge life throws at them. Sylvan's Insight Assessment can help you determine if your child is ready for what's ahead. It can also identify gaps in learning and point out areas that could be of concern for your child so they can tackle what's to come. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
What's up, everyone, and happy Monday. Today is Monday, March 18th, and earlier today, the Philadelphia Eagles' new backup quarterback, Kenny Pickett, and new wide receiver, Devontae Parker, both spoke with the Philly media and are at the podium with a presser that's locked, loaded, and ready for you. I'm your host, Rachel Privette, and this podcast is brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. Before the break, you'll hear from Kenny Pickett, who expressed what it feels like to play for the team that he grew up rooting for, and he described it as a full circle moment. He explained why he wanted a fresh start, and he reflected on what he learned from the adversity that he faced while playing in Pittsburgh. He also shared what he believes his strengths are after just being in the league for a few years. And after the break, you'll hear from Devontae Parker, who was asked what made him choose Philly and what his goals are for the upcoming season. And he also talked about what he's seen from both Devontae Smith and AJ Brown's game and what he believes that he can learn from them. Take a listen.
All right, questions for Kenny. Kenny, can you take us through the last few days and now here being an Eagle? How do you feel about playing for the team you grew up
with? It's pretty unbelievable, honestly. I've been coming to games at the Link since I was like 5 years old. You know, I have great memories of my dad taking me here, my grandfather, all my family members coming out to the games, you know, together and just having great memories. And the fact that, you know, hopefully, you know, I can help provide some great memories for some other families now coming up. It's pretty surreal and a full circle moment for me.
How disappointing was it didn't work out in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I gave everything I had there and loved all of my teammates and the coaches that I came across. You know, some absolute great memories that I'll take forever and lifelong friendships and talking to guys, you know, after it all went down, just, you know, grateful that we had the time we had together and wish, you know, everyone over there nothing but the best.
What's the best way to explain why you wanted a fresh start?
You know, I just thought it was time, you know, it just felt like it was time from, you know, the things that transpired and, you know, wanted to get a chance to go somewhere else and continue to grow my career. And the fact that it's in Philly, you know, the place that I grew up, you know, found the love for the game here with a great coaching staff, you know, great players. I'm looking forward to meet all these guys in a couple of weeks when everyone gets back into town. But, you know, I think it's an awesome opportunity here to join this team.
You're coming to a situation where there's a pretty clear cut starter already in place. How do you view your role here?
Yeah, just help the team win any way I can. You know, I talked to Jalen. Talked to Tanner in the room. They seemed like great guys and got with Coach Nussmeier and you know, Coach Moore today, got a chance to meet them. You know, I just want to, you know, be a great addition to the room and help the team out any way I can.
How much interaction did you have with the Eagles in the pre-draft process a couple of years ago?
Yeah, had a couple interactions. Obviously, I knew a lot about, you know, the city and the team, but getting to know more about, you know, the day-to-day and the coaching staff and the people that work behind the scenes all seem like great people. Seems like a place that, you know, I'll definitely fit in and share the same kind of core values. So, you know, I'm looking forward to joining here.
I'm thinking Ocean Township's more Giants territory.
It is.
How did you end up being an Eagles fan? Any favorite players back then?
Yeah, my dad grew up in Philly for a couple of years before he went over to Ocean Township. So I think that's where it started and he passed it down to me. But off the top of my head, McNabb, Westbrook, Dawkins, Selleck, Trotter, Curse, just those coming up, those were my guys. So I know vivid memories of them running out of the tunnel. Now that I'll be doing that same trot, you know, I'm pretty excited.
Obviously, in a trade, you don't have as much say on where you're going as if you were a free agent and everything. I mean, I know obviously you'd like a chance to start and everything. How does, you know, coming here kind of balance, you know, weigh into all of that?
Yeah, I just think it's a good reset. I think, you know, getting a chance to play on this team in that quarterback room with a couple of great guys, you know, helping those guys out any way I can and just be ready if my number's called somewhere down the road. It's a crazy, crazy league, crazy business. You know, just trying to put my best foot forward and, you know, be an asset for this team.
You mentioned that word reset. You mentioned the word reset. What did you learn from the adversity in Pittsburgh? Do you think you took something from that part of it?
Yeah, I think you always learn more from the adversities in life than you know, a lot of your success, you know, success stories. So, you know, just putting my head down, going back to work, doing what I love. I love to play the game. You know, I want to get back to having fun, you know, getting a chance to meet these guys. And I already feel like, you know, it's a great environment here with this coaching staff and these players. So that's just what I want to get back to.
Yeah, you said, I thought it was time for a fresh start. I mean, some reports that after Steelers brought in Russell Wilson that he had handled it poorly. How would you characterize the communication between you and the Steelers at that time? How the Russell Wilson petition went there and your arrival here?
Yeah, I think the communication, you know, is what it is. It was behind closed doors. You know, I'm confident in the way that I handled it. I handled it the way I should have handled it. You know, I'm excited to be here. It worked out so well that Philly was the place I ended up landing in. So, I think everything happens for a reason and, you know, I'm right where I'm supposed to be.
How did your family find out about the trade involvement?
Oh, I called my dad immediately. He was, you know, so excited to have me back. You know, it's an hour and 15 minute drive now instead of 5.5. And they've been making that 5.5 hour drive for 7 years now. So, you know, it's my turn to make the drive back over this way a little bit closer and be able to spend some more time with family and see everybody. It's going to be pretty special.
How about in terms of scheme fit? Do you have an understanding of how it might be? You might fit into the scheme and, you know, where the transferable skill set is between you and Jalen?
Yeah, I do. You know, watching some of the Eagle stuff last year, some of the RPO stuff, they get Jalen on the move a lot. I feel like I can do a lot of the same things. Then watching Coach Moore stuff in L.A., and Dallas, what he did with Dak, what he did with Justin in LA. I think, you know, getting under center, being in the gun, I think I can do both those things. I think I showed that in Pittsburgh. You know, I think they're going to, you know, they got to figure out the system now with, you know, doing what they did last year here and at their previous places, you know, terminology wise and scheme wise. So, you know, I'm excited to learn and just take in as much as I can.
What is it about your game that you think you can improve on most with all that you talked about here?
Yeah, you know, it's tough because I don't really know what the scheme is yet. So it's finding out what the playbook looks like and tying it into my game and just trying to polish up things in the pocket. You know, a lot of that goes with what we're doing schematically. So, you know, once I learn that, you know, formulate a plan, you know, with the coaches, continue to improve my game.
You mentioned what a crazy business this is. I mean, 2 years ago, your first round pick, a few months ago, 3 months ago, you're starting games for the Steelers, and now you're sitting here. How do you kind of take it all in? Does it kind of seem unbelievable it transpired this way?
I think going into this league with an open mind, you hear so many crazy stories. You know, I have a great support system. You know, a lot of great people that support me, that push me every day. So, you know, I think, you know, leaning on those people, figuring out the next step. And now I'm sitting in this chair and I feel, you know, extremely grateful to be in the position that I'm in.
Hey, Kenny, there were some reports that you refused to be an emergency quarterback for the end of the year last season. Can you tell us what happened there?
Yeah, I think that goes back to a lot of the communication behind closed doors that, you know, didn't go the way that I feel like they went, how it's getting released. You know, there was a plan there for that game. It went down exactly the way it was planned to go down that entire week. You know, I was coming off the ankle surgery, so it is what it is. And, you know, like I've been saying, though, very happy to be here.
Are you finding, like, teams are not as patient, like, with quarterbacks as you used to be? I mean, obviously, Justin just got traded right after you. You know, Desmond Ridder and stuff like that. You know, Sam Howell. Like, is there kind of, like, a hurry as far as teams are concerned?
Yeah, everyone wants to win now. It's an extremely competitive league. I think every franchise, every organization handles it differently. I don't think there's any right or wrong way. It's just kind of how the business has, you know, transpired over these past couple of years. But, you know, I think as young players, I think everyone understands what you're getting yourself into when you make it to this level.
After 2 years in the league, what do you say your strengths would be at this point? What are some things you do very well?
Yeah, I mean, I think my accuracy, I think my ability to play in and out of the pocket, get on the move, extend some plays, you know, just being a leader on a team, you know, the guys want to play with, guys want to, you know, have in the huddle, you know, all things I feel like I do pretty well.
Thank you, more for
that. Getting back to the pre-draft stuff, do you have any, obviously you meet with a lot of teams, it's kind of a whirlwind. I know Howie went out to watch you at some point. The Eagles, I think, took you out to dinner after your pro day. Do you have an inkling of them standing out with the interest, or is it just kind of?
Yeah, I mean, talking with Howie, I think he said it was the first college game he was at in 3 years or something, that Thursday night game. We played North Carolina, you know, at Heinz Field. So, you know, great memory that I had at Pitt. Really cool that, you know, he was in attendance for that game and made it a point to be there, you know, after not previously going to a lot of games. So, you know, I knew that there was definitely interest from back, you know, in my Pitt days.
You mentioned you talked to Jalen Hurts. Had you known him beforehand, and how much of his game have you watched, and what do you hope to kind of maybe learn from him?
Yeah, I haven't known him before. Never got a chance to speak with him. I got a chance to talk to him over text, just kind of, you know, what's going on here now with the new coaching staff and how everything's transpired. You know, it seems like a great guy. I'm really looking forward to working with him. I think he's an unbelievable player. I think I can learn a lot of things from him on the field, off the field, just getting to know him as a person. So I'm excited to join the room.
You mentioned that game against North Carolina being a good memory. I mean, didn't it go like 10 overtimes or something against Sam Howell?
Yeah, a couple of overtimes, and then like started downpouring at the end there. You know, we got the win in overtime, actually, through a touchdown to Lucas Kroll, who's at my place down in Florida right now. We were training together. So, you know, great memories. It was an awesome game, and, you know, definitely glad he was at that one to see.
Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. As a parent, you want your child to have every opportunity, but giving them the tools they need to tackle every challenge, that takes a team. Now more than ever, educational support tailored exactly to what your child needs can make all the difference. That's why parents have trusted Sylvan Learning for 45 years as the ultimate teammate in their child's educational journey, instilling in them a love for learning and a passion for reaching the next level. And Sylvan's Insight Assessment can identify gaps in learning and areas that could be of concern for your child. It's a 360-degree view into your child's learning that you can't find anywhere else, and helps ensure that your child didn't miss something in school that might put them at a disadvantage in the future. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
Devontae, what are your goals? What are you trying to accomplish coming here for 1 year?
What are my goals?
What are your goals coming here for on a 1 year deal? What do you hope to accomplish?
No, I'm just coming in and just looking to bring whatever I can know to the team to help the team out. That's just what I'm looking for right now. Whatever I can, whatever they ask me to do, is just what I'm going to do.
How do you feel you can help the team out? How do you feel you can do that?
I just feel, just any opportunity, you know, jump ball or something, just making contested catches or whatever it is, just anything I can to contribute to the team.
What made you choose Philly?
The great organization, a great quarterback, and, you know, unlimited talent here. Talent is amazing. And I just feel like I just want to be a part of that.
Speaking of the talent, do you have any kind of relationship with Devontae Smith or AJ Brown?
No, I never met them guys. I never met them. But
you looking forward to playing with them?
Oh yeah, of course.
Have you heard from them since you joined up, or Jalen Hurts?
Jay Hurts, he hit me up and welcomed me to the team.
What have you seen from Devontae and AJ in their games, and how do you think you can fit in with that, with both of them?
I just see them very hard workers, and, you know, that's what I want to do, to be a hard worker out there, and, you know, and we can all learn from one another. You know, teach me something, I teach them something. That's what it's all about.
What perspective do you have at this stage of your career that maybe wasn't there when you were first drafted as a first round pick, or the first time you were a free agent with New England?
Say that again.
What perspective do you have now at this stage of your career that comes with your experience?
I see it's a lot of things you have to do, like just take care of your body, stuff like this, little things like that, taking care of your body, it comes a long way. And you know, being older, you more mature, you realize that when I was younger, I wasn't really taking care of my body like I should have been. And when you're older now, you realize that it's a very important part of, you know, your career.
You put a lot of your career on the outside, a little bit on the side. When you have a conversation with Kellen or the organization, their expectations for you, where do you see yourself fitting in?
Wherever they want me, you know, wherever they want me to go, that's where I go.
What goes into contested catch ability? What makes you good at that?
I guess just being able to find where the ball is. You know, usually, you know, DBs don't really have that good coordination. But I just try to do a good job. Just, you know, timing my jump, make sure the time is right, stuff like that.
You've been in the league for a number of years, obviously, but I think you've only played against the Eagles once. Now it's a game in Miami. You had like 159 yards receiving, yeah, touchdowns. What do you remember about that game?
So I remember a lot. I remember first start off. I was making a lot of, you know, crucial catches that we needed for the team, and I just feel like I can, you know, I can do that same here. Just, you know, whatever I can to help the team out. That's what I want to do.
There's a kind of a stigma attached when a player reaches 30 and above. You know, you're kind of winding down. How do you feel at 31 physically? And does it get harder to kind of answer the bell week after week? The older you get,
I say no. I don't think so. As long as you take care of your body, do what you're supposed to: stretches, massages, needling, whatever it is. As long as you take care of your body, you can keep going for as long as you need to.
What keeps you playing at this stage of your career?
Just the fun of it, and, you know, and we're all achieving, trying to reach the same goal. That's the biggest thing.
Getting a chance to play with a new quarterback in Jalen. What's that process like for you, learning how to play with a new QB?
I say, process is not hard. You just come in, you just work. I mean, you just work in with, and then let's say.
How familiar are you with Jalen's team, and what stands out for the aspects
I say, wait, his ball placement. I've been seeing that he puts the ball where it needs to be, and whatever receiver can go up and get it.
Were the Eagles like one of the teams that was in on you when you were coming out into the draft back in 2015, I believe it was? Like, do you remember?
Nah, yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Yeah, nah.
What is it about the upcoming offseason now that your plans?
You said, what's my plans for this upcoming offseason?
Yeah, just like coming to the OTAs. What was kind of next steps for
you? I'm just coming, you know, just come in when it's time to arrive, and just put the work in when it's time to go.
When you look at your 2019 season, 70 some odd catches, 1,200 yards, 9 touchdowns, what went right that year, I guess? What worked that year? What went into you having that kind of success?
I think just me being on the field more. I was healthier that season. I don't think I had any injuries that year. And I say that's just the biggest part of it, just being healthy.
When it came to your time with the Patriots, what can you learn from that situation and bring to this season with the Eagles?
I'd just say just communication, and just things like that. Just talking more with the, you know, with the guys, just trying to be on the same page, really, that's all. Just make sure we're all on the same page.
PGN.